All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sam's DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, August 14th of 2024. Here, looking on what we have on tap for today, we had a three-game early slate starting earlier today. Good luck to all of you in that slate. We have an 11-game MLB main slate later this evening. And then we have golf teeing off tomorrow for the FedEx St. Jude Championship. So it should be a fun day of DFS here. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and wanting to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. All right, with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. We do have a number of questions that came in before the show started from Discord and even one from support here. So a lot of good questions to get us started. We will start with a question that came in from support here. So that question says, I'm now curious on what the best way to study and decide which positions you want to take, what positions you want to fade, etc., such as MLB. So this is a little bit less contest flashback, and this is a little bit more kind of studying a slate and understanding where you want to go, what you want to do, right? So I think one of the most important things here is just like getting familiar with the slate. Always check the weather. You know, RotoGrinders has their free weather dashboard run by Kevin Roth. Very easy to understand. Very up to date at all times. He does a great job of keeping that, active and posting updates on X and things like that. So always check the weather. And then second thing here is kind of understand where the chalk is, right? I think it's good to come in here and simply just like go to like all batters, sort by ownership. And this will kind of tell you what you need to know, right? I mean, if we look right here, you know, the top six batters by ownership are all Yankees. Like, okay, Yankees are super chalk today. We're seeing some St. Louis sneaking up there as well. So, you know, but when I'm doing this, I'm writing down, okay, Yankees, St. Louis. I might even be checking projected runs, right? It's probably going to tell a similar story, which you're seeing here, right? Yankees, St. Louis, top two projected run teams with the Yankees being 1 point over everybody else here. So this will be kind of in line with that, but that's just another option for you. Second thing is going to your pitchers, right? Doing the same thing, right? Hey, who are the chalky pitchers on today's slate, right? And then looking here, okay, 30% Peterson, 28% Robbie Ray, 27% Blanco, and then kind of a big drop, right? So these are like your three chalk pitchers, and then you see this big drop in ownership to some of these other guys. And one thing that kind of stands out to me is that, you know, we're not seeing like this. Top projected pitcher, 9,300 salary, second highest projected, 7,300 salary. So, you know, a little bit of an interesting day in the, you know, pitching streets here, right? Sale and Snell through yesterday, those guys are both projected like over 20 points or possibly even the day before, projected for like over 20 point projection. Here, the highest is like 17-ish, right? So a little bit different day at the pitching position here. But as far as slate familiarization, right, weather, chalk hitters, chalk pitchers, those are like the baseline things you kind of need to know before you really dive in here, right? And then second thing I would do is just come in and come in here and run a default build, right? Set up your settings, you know, for the biggest contest you're playing, say you're playing the mini max, right? Okay. Hey, 150 max, 10 to 50K. Going to leave everything else the same. And I'm just going to click build, right? And basically what I want to do here is I just want to see, hey, what type of lineups are grading out well for this contest? And if you have access to contest sims, you know, go in and set up a contest sim for that contest. even when doing research, you know, there's really no reason to look at negative ROI lineups. So let's let these lineups build here. Almost done here, getting pretty close to 5,000 at about 4,000 right now. Lineups are loading. And we have our contest sim. All right. Lineups are loaded. I'm going to kick off this contest sim. And then basically what the plan is here is to just go in and filter for positive sim ROI lineups and then start analyzing that filtered down pool of lineups to start trying to draw some conclusions about decisions we might want to make on this slate, right? We're using all the default settings, not changing anything, not adding our own opinions with min and max exposures, not adding custom projections or anything like that. All right. Contest sim is just about finished here. Going to go and add my filter now. So show lineups with ROI greater than zero. Click save. So now I have this smaller pool of lineups, right? 1,945 lineups. So this is the set of lineups that I really want to start analyzing and dissecting, right? I like to come at this from looking at it from a couple different angles. You know, I like to take the most zoomed out approach first, right? Start at like a pool level. So maybe I start with pitchers, or even maybe I start with stack exposures, right? Hey, what stacks are coming up most often? Okay. Five stacks are in about 80% of our lineups. Here are five stacks. Note number one. Note number two, what stacks are coming up the most? Okay. The Yankees are coming up the most, but we also saw that they had the most ownership, right? So that's something to be aware of. Like, you know, they aren't the most, they kind of should be coming up the most, right? So that's not groundbreaking news. One thing that's interesting to me, right, is I'm kind of just using projected runs here, is, you know, Toronto coming up second highest in our pool, 19% at a 4.7 run total, coming in higher than the 5.2 run total team, 5.1, 5, and 4.9. So even though Toronto's 4.7, they're still coming in higher than these other four teams with higher projected runs, right? So Toronto may be somebody that I want to look into a little bit more, probably possibly even target here. And they're coming up across the board, right? Five stacks, four stacks, three stacks, two stacks. So it's not like they're only being used as like a complementary stack, which is one thing that I always want to be aware of. All right. So far it's like, hey, 80% of lineups, five stacks, 80%. Five stack. Toronto is a team I'm going to make a note of here. Going to jump into my pitchers now. And same thing I'm going to do here, right? Going in and look at the pool exposures. I'm kind of trying to see, hey, does anybody have like a significant difference between like pool and ownership? And, you know, what is significant is a little bit subjective here. But like, for instance, you know, Peterson, like almost 31% exposure, 35% pool. I wouldn't really call that significant. You know what I mean? But then we go and look at somebody like, this is probably the closest here. It's like Edward Cabrera, 14% ownership, 21% pool. You know, it's like, an extra 7% there. This is kind of interesting, right? Maybe, you know, he has a little bit lower salary. He's not somebody like I'm on a jam, but I might be okay, you know, kind of playing Edward Cabrera here, right? So just for the sake of this demo, I'm going to write down Edward Cabrera. And I'm just trying to get some ideas, take some notes here of things that I might want to do, right? And now that I've done this on a pool level, well, now I might do this on a different scale, right? It's like, okay, hey, let's look at the top 10% of our lineups. And let's see what those look like. So I'm going to increase my lineups to 190 here, which is about 10% of my pool. And then I'm going to sort by exposure this time. And then I'm going to do the same thing, right? But this time I'm going to use the lineup exposure, not the pool. So here, still getting, you know, a lot of five stacks. Okay, that makes sense. In our top 10%, Yankees, Toronto, still popping a lot. Okay, good. That makes sense. pitchers. Okay, hey, Peterson still. We are getting to Cabrera at like 2x's ownership, so that's good. And so everything kind of in line. Sometimes you'll see differences, right? Sometimes you'll see something. Somebody pointed it out the other day where they're like, hey, you know, Nestor Cortez, his pool exposure is lower than his ownership, but you know, I was building three lineups and like SaberSim had Nestor in all three lineups. And like, that's kind of the things you're looking for, right? Red flags, anything that like kind of isn't in line with like the consensus that like you've created so far to this point. So those are the things that you're trying to look out for. But so far, looking at this, everything kind of looks in line, staying pretty consistent across the board. Here's one thing, right? This is actually super interesting. So we dropped down to our top 1% of lineups, right? 18 out of 19 have a 5-stack, but our Toronto exposure completely disappeared here, right? This is really interesting because it's like, hey, if you just load this up, you know, you need 20 lineups, you might not end up with any Toronto, right? But kind of from looking at the pool, looking at the top 10%, you know, maybe Toronto is a team that we want to have some exposure to. So I would come in here and set a minimum exposure to Toronto if I only needed the top 20 lineups and they're not in any of them, right? So this is that was actually our best example of that. And then we're getting like the top three highest owned pitchers and then our fourth highest exposed pitchers, Edward Cabrera, which is good. So everything kind of the same except for that one Toronto thing, right? That would be the only thing that I'm looking to make an adjustment on when I go to build my actual lineups kind of at this point when I need 20 lineups or something like that. So that's the way that I'm getting familiar with the slate. That's the way that, you know, I'm trying to figure out what to do, what decisions to make, how to tweak stuff. So, you know, we spent a lot of time there. So I hope you guys enjoyed, got something useful out of talking through that process. All right. Next question. What setting should I use in contests where the top prize is a ticket to baseball or golf championship? So this is considered a satellite. So you would go to your build settings. You would change style to satellite instead of GPP. And satellite is basically any contest where like you win like a ticket or something in first place prize. All right. Next question. When comparing ROI metrics, say flagship versus low stakes MME ROI, versus actual contest played ROI, what would be considered a consensus reasonable gap? Example, 100% flagship, 10 to 25% contest okay, or should the gap be even smaller with a 100%, 50 to 75 range? Been playing around with changing metric comparisons, projected score, ROI, ownership, etc., not together, but individually for a few days each, trying to land on a reliable basis to use. Any best practice recommendations? Okay, so I would say that what I recommend is probably spend some time, you know, going back 1 or 2 weeks in a specific contest, right? Let's say you're playing the show low shot every night, right? So the $1 20 max, what I would do is I would go in and look at every past main slate for like 2 weeks and just see what the top ROIs kind of end up being in that contest. And then from there, you could say, hey, you know, it looks like the average ROI is somewhere around 20%. And then just kind of even make a note, right? You could use this for your contest selection. You could just have like a list of contests and you could do this research and be like, okay, hey, average ROI for the solo shot, like 20%. At least like the highest sim ROIs from maxers. The mini max, average sim ROI for, you know, top sim ROIs achievable for maxers, 7-8%, right? And you could have this list. This could actually help you prioritize your contest selection, but then you could use that and kind of figure out like a balance or a trade-off, kind of what you're expecting to do here, right? So the way you're saying like, hey, you know, what is like a good reasonable thing? You know, I think that you should actually spend some time doing that and comparing those numbers, right? Getting your ratios, because I think they're going to be different on a contest by contest basis, depending on how those sim ROIs are, depending on the payout structures of the contest. So probably something you need to like trial and error a little bit, run some builds for, you know, past slates, past specific contests, you know, use those aggregate metrics, right? Come in here and every time you run it, every time you do it, you know, add an aggregate metric saying, hey, what is the average ROI for all lineups over 0%, right? Or something like that. So come in here, set your average ROI, put a filter for ROI greater than zero, and then increase the my lineups to the size of the pool. So then now my lineups is going to better reflect this. And now we're seeing, hey, you know, 15% average ROI across, you know, all the lineups that we're grading out positive in this contest sim. So this is what I would recommend here is this could probably help you to, you know, get a little bit better consensus, which it seems like you're trying to do here. So I would go through this process at least 2 weeks here. All right. Looks like Brady's here. Said, watching back your answer on the positions question. Looking forward to it. Happy you made the show here. And if you have any follow-up, just let me know. All right. Let's see here. Taking a peek in the Discord. Looks like we are all caught up on questions there. And looking in the YouTube chat, looks like we're all caught up on questions there. So reminder here, we have the Build Review Show going live in about 45 minutes here. We do have two people on the list for today already, but we do still have some, you know, availability there. If anybody else wants to submit their DK username to get reviewed for a past build here, drop your DK username in the Office Hours channel in Discord, and I will add you to the list. But appreciate you guys tuning in. I will see you all in about 45 minutes here. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.